This is KRHS 90.1 FM Radioactive Radio. I'm Will Rivers. We're here. This is Rittner Shoutouts. It's a weekly program that introduces Rittner students who are doing great things. Today we have Charles Daniels and Thomas Buffy.
There you go.
They're from the group O-Tang. They're here in the KRH studio.
Res Monumentals.
Monumentals. Okay. O-Tang Monumentals. They're here in the studio. Both students produce, write, and record their own hip-hop music. We're here talking to them today to hear about how they got started and what their plans are for the future. So, first question for Charles. How did you get the name Chucky Sparks?
So I can spark up some conversation. I was playing, for real, I had a lot of aliases, like, back in middle school, like, I had C the Kid, C-Lock. It's a bunch of embarrassing names, but I like Chucky Sparks because it kind of stands out.
It stands out.
People hear Chucky Sparks, it's like, oh, that's him. You know what I mean? Don't pull the spark plug. So, that's why I chose. It's a cool name. I like it.
Thomas, you got a stage name?
I do. All right, so this is what happened. I went from Thomas the Tank Engine for the laughs, strictly for the comedy, but then Charles was like, we need to make it more. Street. So then we went from various names all the way to 90s gangster rap names.
And then what?
God, what was it? Charles was all the ones, because I didn't know what to call myself. I just made the raps and then made the beats.
It was Tommy Gunn.
Tommy Gunn. That was Tommy the 90s.
Gunn. It was Tommy Gunn.
It was. What else was it? What was the newest one?
Oh, that's like, man, some mafia. Yeah. Tommy Gunn, yeah.
It's tight, ain't it?
It is.
It's like an alias. Like, hey, let's see, who it is. Eminem, obviously, but it's like the only other white rapper that someone can name. But
Eminem, and then he's got Slim Shady,
yeah, kind of like that. When you switch into Tommy Gunn mode, you're just like,
exactly, boop, 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 boop. Exactly.
Hit them with that Kendrick.
Right.
Do, 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 do.
You just start, you snap and then start going uncontrollably.
You hear that Tommy Gunn, boy, you need to duck. You need to duck.
That's the description.
But what do you go under currently?
Well, Charles, what was it? Alley Cat T.
Alley right. Cat T. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the story behind that, though?
What's the story?
Because the cat stay in the alley.
I think besides the joke that he just made, I think we were literally like, it was like, I think it was like one of the rough times of the O-Tang Nation.
Exactly.
And there was literally nothing but, like, you see house, alley. It's just none but, like, broken down alleys.
Right.
So I was like, need to fit some that fits in with the recession and the great part of O-Tang. Mm-hmm. So right. It came Alley Cat, and then the T is the initial Thomas.
Exactly.
Right. All right. So what made you guys decide to team up? Tell me about your squad.
Because real people recognize real music. So, like I said, I've been cool with Thomas since middle school, and we didn't figure out until, like last year?
Yeah, like, literally last year.
Yeah, like, last year, it's just like, yo, both of us can rap, and, like, both of us can make music.
Because, I'll be honest, and this happens with every other rapper, it's not even a race thing, but it's like, you, like, mostly, because I talk to, like, mostly, like, white kids, they'll be like, well, you know, I can't do that. You know, right. I can't rap. But then you're like, you find out that you can't. Because when you see people like, even the Beastie Boys, you look at Beastie Boys, you look at Eminem, you're like, maybe I can do
Shout
this.
Shout out to the Beastie Boys.
With me, the reason why I didn't do it was because I was really socially awkward. I didn't talk at all. Like, I had friends like Charles and a couple other people. Then, like,
right,
as the years grew by and I expanded my friends, I started thinking, I was like, you know what, maybe I can do this. So then last year, we were just like, dude, we can get the money and get the equipment. So
right.
It just happened.
Right. Just linked up.
So, for the people that don't know, why don't you tell them what O-Tang is? What is O-Tang?
O-Tang, that it's not just a word.
It's a way of life.
Exactly. Because, you know, because I moved in Oakland or O-Tang around middle school, sixth grade, because I was in Vineta Park, right. Normandy District. So, like, basically, I was raised here. Like, you know, I was born over there, but Overly maybe who I am today, and that's how I met so many cool people, and that's how I linked up with Thomas to make this music group. And Overly really inspired me to be in music, just the people in it,
right?
and the people around it. So, like, O-Tang is just, like, the way of life.
It is. And the thing about O-Tang is I actually, for, like, I think about 14 years of my life, I lived in St. Anne. And really, really bad play. Charles can vouch for that. It was right behind the airport.
Oh, man.
So I moved into Overland, a.k.a. O-Tang. And I was like, you know what? It was a good change up, and I actually respect. I'm not gonna like rep O-Tang, but not rep St. Anne.
Right.
My heart is still in St. Anne, but with O-Tang, it's a second thing.
Exactly.
So who all is in your squad?
We have a lot of affiliates. Like for now, like the main people are me and Charles, but then you got Cameron too.
Oh yeah,
Cameron.
Shout out the Real Pass,
aka Professor C.
Exactly.
Hey. Then we got our boy Josh. That dude, he gone right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Out of school suspension.
Locked up.
Exactly. He'll be back soon, but he and can't forget him. Dope rapper.
Right,
dope
right. Lyricist.
Definitely.
Nice. What age did you guys get started?
What was your age?
Get started in, like, music? Like, rap and everything?
Yes. Music and everything. What made you decide, you know what? I really want to do music. You know,
well, in elementary, I always wrote like poems. Like they wasn't the top notch, the best poems, you know,
like
someone could make.
A cat went to the house with a bat.
Right. Exactly, right. Stuff like that. But in middle school, like I wanted to be serious, but like the people around me, like
they just didn't take.
Yeah, they was on a whole different level. Like that, like the rap I wanted to do was way different than theirs. So I started.
They wanted to rap about clothes, jewelry.
Exactly, you know, the mainstream stuff. So like for real, to try to fit in, I'm doing the quotation marks. Is that I wrote like parodies, like I wrote parody raps, and people started to like that. So it wasn't until like high school I was like, you know what? Let me make something out of this.
Right. So what really inspired you to rap? What made you decide this is what I'm gonna do? Music is this is it.
Well. I could say, like, a list of older hip-hop artists I listen to, because, to be honest, here's the funny thing.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to a very, like, distorted genre of music. This dude in middle school got me into the Beatles. Out of all people, he got me into the Beatles.
Whoa.
So I started listening to, like, classic rock and all that up until freshman year, when then again he got me into, like, Tupac and all that. So I started listening to it. Then again, before I listened to Tupac, I listened to, like, Odd Future and then a little bit of TDE, like Kendrick and them.
Hey, okay.
So I think Kendrick and, you know, the East Coast group Pro Era, right?
That's, yes.
They
I got Pro Era on my phone. That's
man,
all I have.
Those two people, like the group.
Beast Coast,
exactly.
Beast Coast.
That's what got me into it. When I heard an Absol song for the first time, that also inspired me. I was like, this is so conscious rap. I was like, I could do stuff like that. I couldn't do it better than Absol, but maybe one day I will get there.
Who inspired you, Charles? What rappers did you look up to? We already got Beastie Boys. Not Beastie Boys, but I mean Beatles as your rock inspiration and Tupac as your rap. Because
it's like a huge gap right there.
Because the thing is, like, I didn't find this out in middle school. I always said I was a fan of music, but I didn't listen to all genres of music. I just listened to hip-hop.
Right.
So, technically,
I'm not a fan of music.
So, I started to branch out. And I learned a lot of things. And that taught me to respect a lot more music now. So, if I see a kid listen to, like, heavy metal or screamo, I don't like, what's that dude listening to? Like, what's that whack stuff? I'm like,
right.
I respect that. Like, you know, you listen to your music, I listen to mine, and maybe one day, if we cool, you can show me something about screamo, and I'll like it, you know?
Right.
So, that's what it kind of taught me, but the rappers that really inspired me are just mostly storytelling rappers, and maybe some lyricists, but mostly storytelling, like Tupac. Like, Tupac could really tell you a story. Ice Cube could really tell you a story.
Nas was king.
Nas, definitely. And those really inspired me. Because I'm more of like the young kid that listened to the old 40-something guy that just telling you old war stories about back in like 1982.
Hey.
You know, I'm that type of guy. So I like that storytelling stuff.
What would you classify your style as? Would you be more like an East Coast type rap?
We unique.
See, that's the thing though. We literally sat down one day and we were like, we don't sound West Coast. we don't exactly. sound East Coast. I was like, well, we're from the Midwest. And I was like, let's just make, like, I was like, let's just, like, throw in every style, like, throw in the South.
Said, let's make this the Midwest East sound. Right?
We were making a joke. We're like, we're just going to call it the North sound, because okay. I don't think up north they have a rap sound, except for Detroit, but that's also Midwest.
I haven't heard any rappers from North Dakota.
That's or Canada. No, exactly. Except Drake, but we don't talk about that.
All right, we're going to take you guys to a song. I'm Will from KRHS 90.1 FM. Thank you for tuning in. We're here in the studio with Charles and Thomas Bufy from the group O-Tang, a.k.a. Monumental. So, what work are you currently working on?
Right now, I'm working on a lot of production. Like, I've been writing a lot, but I've mostly just been making beats, trying to get that craft right. Because, like, the thing is, I can write lyrics all day. Anytime, if you give me notebook and pen, I'll write it. But I just mostly been working on my beat production so I can master that. And just at least give me somewhat of, like, a... What's the word? Somewhat of an action. So I'm not just right. on the backboard the whole time being. I'm actually doing something. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm working on right now.
What about you, Thomas?
For me, same thing. I a lot of beat production. But what I have been doing, because on the side, I've been, like, you know, writing rhymes and all that. Other than that, I started realizing, unlike, like, one thing I can't do, Charles, I respect him for, is I can't write anything. If someone can give me something, of course I could write some, but I'm a perfectionist, so I'm going to sit there and just be like, I can do way better, and I'm just going to keep trying. So
you
then,
like, look at it and then scribble everything
like,
out.
I'm the type of dude that if I ever dropped an album that meant, like, really much to me, like, mm-hmm. so much to me, it would take over, like, a year or two, because, like, I'd have to find the train of thought.
Right.
I'd have to, like, wait a couple months. If I get, like, really hyped for some reason, I'm like, okay, I got this. I'm going to write that down. Other than that, it's like, I mean, I can make, if you give me a pen and paper right now, I would be able to make, like, a cool little, like, you know, 16-bar freestyle club banger, all that.
Right. What work have you guys done separately, apart from each other?
Well, with me, what I'm trying to do, I talk to a couple people around the area, because my thing is, and I tell people this all the time, when I look at St. Louis, I see talent. Right. I see all these other coasts and areas having their moment. Chicago to Detroit, East Coast, West Coast, Atlanta, South Side, all that. But I always see them dodge St. Louis. When people think of St. Louis, they think of Nelly.
Nelly.
Exactly.
Country Grammar.
Exactly.
It was the first album I've ever bought. I was like 8 years old. Nelly has fallen off.
Seriously. So when I look at St. Louis, I see all these good artists. I try to talk to the right ones, because like I said, you always got your wannabe like Chief Keef's, gun metaphors and bricks. You know what I mean? Which is cool for people like us, or for some young people that want to listen to that. It's good music for them, but for the actual people who love real music, what do we have? Like we don't have anything.
We don't have like pro era
exactly.
type.
Exactly. We don't have TDE. We don't have
type
TDE
rappers.
Over here.
It's just. Like, for example, I went into Vintage Vinyl the other day, and
yeah.
literally the only thing, it said St. Louis Hot Mixtape.
Oh,
it
man.
Was nothing but trap music. There's nothing wrong with trap music, but right, it was just right. twerk music and all that. Uh-huh. I was like, it should be a lot more, you know, in-depth
exactly.
instead of just one genre. I was just like, we could do so much better. Mm-hmm. There's people out there, there's people here that I know that go here that would like to collab with exactly. because they do really good, and I'm right. like, if we all blew up, we would be able to, like, put St. Louis on the map.
Right.
Like, Akon, he was born in St. Louis.
Yeah.
But then he moved.
Right.
Not many people know that Eminem, he was born in
St.
Joseph, like, right
Missouri,
next to St.
Right
Louis.
Next,
yeah.
Yep.
But then he moved to mm-hmm. Detroit. So
he,
it's like,
he gave out, like, two shout-outs to Missouri.
Yeah.
Though.
Right.
Because he hated Missouri. So, we can do better.
Exactly. So I heard about the up and coming mixtape that you guys are working on. What inspired you? What was the science behind this?
New Age Kings.
What inspired you?
Because right now, how we see ourselves, like I always tell Thomas this.
You want me to take this?
You want to?
Yeah. Yeah, all right, so, like, the concept behind New Age Kings was, is like, obviously, with all the genre that's going on right now, and all, like, the government conspiracy political stuff that's going on.
The Illuminati.
Exactly. Illuminati.
Can we say their name?
Can we?
Don't mention it on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
They'll find us.
I don't want to wake up in the bottom of the ocean.
Move in silence.
But it's like we're surrounded by all this, and like we're gonna be unique, and we're gonna be two kings of this genre, and we're gonna rise up and rule over hip-hop is gonna be ours, and that's the whole thing. You should see the album cover when it comes out.
Give us an idea of what the album cover looks like.
Give it to them.
The album cover, right? It's gonna be two chairs in a dark room. There's gonna be, like, you know how when, like, police interrogate people and they got the one single light bulb just hanging?
Yeah.
It's gonna be Charles in one chair, I'm in one chair, it's back to back, handcuffed, you know, beaten up, look like we just got, like, done getting beaten the crap out of, right?
Yeah.
So we're gonna have crowns on, symbolizing that we're still kings, but the crowns are gonna be, like, battered and all that, and there's gonna be a person behind us. You're gonna see up, like, the waist up, and then right here at the neck, it's just going to turn black, so you can't see the face. It's symbolizing that even though we're kings of this genre, there's always going to be a higher power that's going to look down on us.
Ooh, that's prophetic right there.
It is.
That's deep.
It's deep.
That's like spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
I got shivers.
We're releasing it on Dat Piff.
Hey. Tell me about the studio, Charles. I got you. I heard, you know, you got the studio in your basement. Tell me about that.
Oh, man, it's in process, man. You know, me and Thomas, we got most of the equipment. What we're trying to do is get a laptop. That's the missing link.
But I wonder who has that.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, I have the laptop.
Which is why collabs are going to be made.
This is why they're made, people. This is why they're made. But
collabs are made because if you got something that the other person has and you need it, you just collab. We're
gonna work with them.
Right.
We're gonna make magic while we're doing it.
It's true. That's true.
But yeah, it's together though. Like, I'm just getting, right now, like I said, it's just a laptop. I'm getting an ISO booth together too. You know what I mean? I'm getting that together.
That Mr. Hagen.
Exactly.
Yes.
Shout out to him.
Shout the out Phoenix, to Mr. Hagen.
The Phoenix. But yeah, though, after this finished, I really plan, I know Thomas does too, we really plan on linking up with some people.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Most definitely.
Have you guys heard of Supreme Era?
Supreme Era, we have.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Well, here's the thing for Supreme Era. I actually respect a lot what they do.
Me too.
They do good. Joey's the only one I know, like, actually, like, I can, like, see him on the side of the hallway and be like, hey, what's up? But, like, he's a good rapper. Thing is, it's like, they remind me of Flatbush Zombies and, like, the Underachievers.
Yes.
And I
yes,
like that. That's
I like
cool.
It. Mm-hmm.
And they got a lot of, like, views on SoundCloud.
They do.
And like I say, it would be cool to collab with them. Right. And I respect their style of mm-hmm. music. They're good rappers.
Nice, nice.
But
nice
thing,
production,
though,
too.
Great production. Yes. Who's a Brandon does
Brandon,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brandon does
shout
a great job of production. And that's friendly competition.
That's
friendly competition.
All right, we're going to take you to two more songs, and then we'll be back with a freestyle.
Dun, dun.
We're back on air. This is Will from KRHS 90.1 FM. Thank you for listening. We got Charles Daniels and Thomas Boofy from the gang O-Tang, a.k.a. Monumentals. All right. We're about to hear that freestyle. All
right. All right. It's the same boy, Texas Walker. That Lone Ranger boy kicking and screaming, Will Ferrell, Bruce Lee into the Dragon boy. We so hot, we could have been called the Dragon Clan boy. My team getting it. That's O-Tang, Alley Cat T, Professor C, we sleepless machine. Shout out to Real Past. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing the same rhymes about cash. We doing something different. That's that real hip hop. Something for y'all to listen to. You know, we trying to dodge crooked cops, but at the same time, trying to dodge shooting Glocks, because we don't want to hear that. Yeah, Kanye West raps. I'm just a St. Louis boy with a mind frame of a West Coast L.A. rap. You know, I don't never gang bang in my life. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing the same old bull crap about this and that. I will curse, but I can't curse on the radio. Will already knows that. This is off the top, so I apologize if it sounds kind of whack. But follow me on SoundCloud. It's Chucky Sparks. You know I make those primetime beats to make that good sound, that good music that we support. Yo, that good music. Alley Cat T, take it over, though.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I don't need a beat to light the mic up with this quick 16. Chucky Sparks, Ali Cat T, we be the new age kings. I bring the heat, got my rhymes microwaved, and I'm just waiting till I hear the beep. And I'ma keep spitting this freestyle even if the bell rings. The thing is, you see, you can't get on our level. Senior status, we fly high on time, so no early bird special. Coming up, it was stressful, but now our come up successful. Monumental album coming soon, but the rest is confidential.
Oh. Hey! Hey! Hey!
Buy my album.
Yay.
High five of Kyle, one of the two.
Okay. So that was O-Tang, a.k.a. Monumental, spinning the freestyle real quick.
Keep in mind, that was not off my dome. I literally wrote that. I scrapped the one I said yesterday.
Yeah, I was about to pull out the one I wrote down. I was like, man, forget it. I'm just going to do it off the dome.
I literally wrote this, I believe, at 7:45 in the morning.
Wow.
7:45
in the morning. Hey, O-Tang. O-Tang. Exactly. Okay.
O-Tang.
We out here. Squad.
Squad.
Squad. Squad.
Squad.
All right, so what can we hope to see in the future?
Some good tracks.
A lot of good albums. I'm already in the process, you know, Dr. Dre mode with exactly. Charles over here.
I'm telling you, we working in the lab, man. I'm telling you, watch out for us next year. Mark my words, 2015 is going to be the Monumental's New Age Kings year.
You are dropping that album.
We're next year, by any means. Shout out to Kevin Gates, but by any means, we're going to drop it. I'm telling you.
Well, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
5 years. Ooh, okay. College, hopefully. Hopefully college is the thing. We're going to be dropping that mixtape. Mm-hmm. We're going to probably drop an album in 5 years.
Nice. Exactly. Dropping an album. That's pretty much it.
So what's your opinion on music today?
It's good music out there. It's coming.
There is.
But it's just been shadowed by this radio mainstream stuff we've been using.
If
but
you guys remember that Nas album, Hip Hop is Dead.
Oh.
I thought the same thing until I heard Kendrick and Beast Coast.
Yeah, exactly. So it's hope.
They're kind of breathing life back into it. They're reviving it.
Mm-hmm.
It saved my perception on hip hop.
It did. It did. Inspiration.
Right. Where can your fans find your music?
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud. That's SoundCloud. It. SoundCloud. SoundCloud.
Chucky Sparks, Ali Cat T, those specific names.
Yes.
Follow the,
just do www.soundcloud.com/ALIKAT-T.
Hey. Now, last question, because we must come to an end. Is there anything we didn't ask that you wanted to tell the audience?
If anybody out here in the school that raps, either collab, if you guys wanna what? If they want to collab, we will graciously accept it.
Okay, let me finish that. Anybody that can rap good, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't want you to come up and actually be like and freestyle in front of me. Let me show me some lyrics. Show me what you can write. I believe you can find the potential of a real rapper through his material because you got time to think when you write. So right. I can really see how this person raps. So if you can rap good, not about that bricks and guns, which is cool. You can do that in whoopty whoppy. Whoever does that
about,
over here.
About that genre. Like every time in my class, everybody would be like, "Hey, this dude can rap really good," and they'd be like, "Spit a freestyle." All they do is talk about, because like literally right now, I could freestyle about like guns and all that.
Exactly. Right.
But it's not that hard because a lot of things rhymes with the things that you say in that genre. So the thing is, though, it's like,
and then a lot of the people that rap about it don't actually
They don't do it. We call them studio gangsters. Exactly. And here's the thing. They want to be a part of a lifestyle that they're not about. Mm-hmm. I mean, they see in the movies, they hear in the music, but they're like, "Oh, I want to be like that. I want people to respect me," but they're not about that life.
Right. It's just like,
and
that's the thing,
we're not about that life, so we don't rap about that.
Exactly. It's just like, why though? I was raised like with people who did that type of thing, and I known people who did that type of thing. And you can talk to them; they're not going to advertise that.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Like, yo, this what's up? This what's up? This life is, you know what I mean? They're going to tell you go to school. Do this. Rapping, that's just a way of us to leave. Like, that's a way of us to, like, leave the violent, leave all the stupid stuff. You know what I mean? You can ask any person, any hip-hop artist, or any upcoming rapper, this stuff keeps us out of trouble.
It is true. And one last thing about the, like, the whole, when I was saying that, like, when everybody freestyles about that type of stuff, it's like, there was a once upon a time where I freestyled. It was some real stuff. There was people in the back of the class who were like, oh, that was tight. And then this other dude freestyled. It was about trapping, you know, like trapping, you know, killing people and all that. Yeah. So then when he said that, and I do constructive criticism, but everybody thought it was the greatest thing ever. Everybody was like flipping out in that classroom. I was just like, is this what the people want?
Right.
And they don't know that, sadly, trap music can't last forever. Yeah, I love trap music. Shout out to Young Jeezy. But it's just like the whole gangsta image, it died out in the 90s. Now it's coming back.
Right. Yeah.